Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Special episode today of Stories of Hope. I'm always so inspired to bring this series, the Stories of Hope, to our community because of the amazing people that I get to introduce you to. It's so fun. It's so awesome. And so I want to introduce you to our first guest today. Our first guest is Emily Taradash. She's a transformational intuitive coach who's made a life out of her passions and reveled in walking in the groundless ground. She loves telling jokes, reading multiple books at the same time. She sounds like she's breaking all the rules and sharing unique fermented creations with her family and her friends. A wandering spirit, Emily worked for 15 years as a theatrical costume designer, performer, and teacher around North America. She worked on over 100 theatrical productions before the COVID pandemic hit. It was in the theater where she learned the importance of showing up, improvisation, collaboration, storytelling, and of course, all the sparkles. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia.
That's so awesome. I love everything that you're doing already with the storytelling, with all your theater work. Would you say that all that theater work, everything that you did before got you, are skills that you're using today?
Absolutely. You know, when you do costume design, like I did for a long time, you have to understand the character that you're designing for. And you're often making choices that are not things that you would wear, right? You know, so you have to get into the context of the story and you have to get into the character's mind and say, why would this person do this? You know, do they put something in their pocket? Da, da, da. And all of those skills about really noticing, you know, really noticing and observing a character. I spent years and years doing that. And then I have also been a performer, so I understand getting into a different lifestyle other than my own as well.
God, that just sounds like a really fun experience. You can kind of leave yourself behind and then just go and do all these other things, you know, on theater and have those experiences. I think that is such a valuable practice, you know, something to do. It's definitely sounds like it was a serving experience for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a big part of my life. I'd say it was most of my life for 15 years. I really committed to it.
That's really great. Yeah. So now you're a transformational life coach, which means that you have transformed things.
Yes,
you're a transformer. And before we got started in the show today, I said, you know, what do you want to highlight? And you said, I want to
highlight that love is possible no matter what.
Love is possible no matter what. And so obviously there was an experience that you had that you created so that you can transform whatever that was. And now you have that love and you want to shine that light and help others find that love too.
Yes. I think that oftentimes with love, we make it more complicated than it needs to be. And, you know, you speak often about unconditional love. And I think that not everybody has actually experienced that. You know, we think we have, but in actuality, when we're in judgment or when we're, you know, sort of trying to figure things out and get to the bottom of everything and know everything, we're not really in unconditional love. And for me, my journey to unconditional love came from a huge upset. I was in another relationship and my partner at the time was a chef, and he was talking a big game, and we were going to move to Japan, and he was going to work at this amazing hotel and all of these things. And so I started learning Japanese and I got ready to move to Japan. Had a very whirlwind romance, but we were serious. We were living together. And all of a sudden he was like, oh, well, I have to go and work something out with my ex-wife. And I had this just higher power came to me in that moment. No ego at all. I just said, oh, you're leaving me. He said, no, I'd be crazy to leave you. Well, a few days later, I put him on a plane and he said, I'll call you as soon as I land. I have since never heard back from him. And so that was a totally shocking experience for me, because, and would be really for anybody. We have to trust that the people that we're in relationship with are telling the truth, right? And a lot of people said to me, oh, well, you dodged a bullet. At least you didn't go to Japan and then have this happen to you. And that's not really helpful to say to someone in the moment. But, you know, it was a really wonderful opportunity for me to really go inward and say, okay, I'm not interested in dating. I'm very clear about what I want. And what I want, if I'm going to get into another relationship, is big love. I want the love of my life. And so I had to heal myself, and I had to ask myself, what was actually important to me? Who was I now? You know, what did I want my life to look like if I never married or if I never met that person? And how could I make my life as wonderful as possible for me? Because I was worthy of that. So I gave myself the unconditional love that I needed in order to find my husband, which I did 9 months later.
9 months later. That sounds like the birth of a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you met your husband, and how was that? Tell us about that.
So it was very interesting. I had gotten a job. I studied costume design. So I had gotten a job as a costume shop supervisor at a local Rhode Island theater. And that week, the week before a show opens, is called Tech Week. It's a very stressful week. We put in a lot of hours. And I was very tired. And I got into a car accident on the Wednesday of Tech Week. We were opening on Friday. I totaled my car, hydroplaning into the guardrail. It was very dramatic. And luckily, I walked away without a scratch on me. I was just very shaken up. And Friday, the day the show opened, I had gone to get a new car. But it took so long that I didn't actually see the show that day. But everyone said, I have to come to the party. You know, you're part of the family. Come to the party. So I went to the party, and my friend, who was the musical director, said, oh, this is my brother. And we just started chatting. And wouldn't you know, he had bought a house in the town that I had been living in, which was my hometown, the same week that I put my ex on a plane.
Okay, so when he said the ex that had said that I have to go back to work something out with my wife, ex-wife, you put him on the plane, that your new husband, which you hadn't met yet because it was still 9 months of, right? But he purchased that house that same day.
Yeah, he moved.
Yeah, he moved in. And basically you're living in that house right now.
We sold that house since then, but
okay. Yeah,
we did move in. We did live together in that house for many years. And he was just local, you know, like he was in my town this whole time. And really the excitement of that was great. You know, like love is there. We have to observe it. We have to look for it. And we have to be grateful for it as well. I think sometimes we, as the Course in Miracles says, we have to remove the blocks to love's coming. Yeah. So sometimes removing the blocks is just making yourself available to receive love and to be open to talk to people. Remembering that, you know, not everyone is going to hurt you. Not everyone is going to betray you. And we have to get out of that mindset. We really need to separate ourselves from that previous situation.
Yeah, it sounds like you really needed to have that experience with the ex to heal the past.
Yes.
And then I'm curious, once you were healed, like, you know, that 9 months when you went in, did you, during that time, because you said, I don't want to date, I don't want to go in, I don't want to do anything. So I'm curious, when you were done doing the inner healing work, working on yourself, loving yourself, healing the betrayals, healing the traumas, healing the wounding. Once you healed that, did you then do anything differently? Like all of a sudden declaring to the universe that I'm ready for my beloved now. I'm ready. You know, did you do anything like that?
Oh, what did I do? I wasn't as conscious about it as I am now. Now that I look back at it, I go, oh, I did all these things that now I coach people into doing. Yeah. I bought some candles at a crystal store in Northampton, Massachusetts, and one of them was a love candle. Oh. And that I burned in my bathroom where I had been living for a few months because it was a pretty big candle. I got into the habit of doing the artist's way. So I did a lot of journaling. I did a lot of morning pages. And I just knew that I was making space to meet the right person. So getting rid of all the stuff that I didn't want anymore, changing my habits as far as I got into an exercise routine, I taught myself how to cook. And I really started living more intentionally as opposed to just waiting for things to happen to me.
Right. So still, I'm curious with, you know, I love the journaling. I love the intention to be really conscious and present for, you know, what you're working on, like, and then you're putting your candle on. Was there during that time, were you journaling, dreaming, visioning your relationship, your partner, your husband?
Yeah, I was definitely calling in the one for sure.
That's what I want to get to, because once we've healed, you know, our past and we've recovered, and if you really truly want to be in a relationship, like you said, you have to make this space, but you also, you know, then come from that yearning, that desire, that I'm ready, and letting the universe know that you're ready for the one now, the one that holds you in highest honor, the one that you can sit with, and that you guys can dance in the fire together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was the easiest thing I've ever done.
Wow.
As far as once my husband and I met, it was just easy. And his sister said, you know, I couldn't be mad at you for, you know, dating my brother or whatever. I couldn't be mad at you because it was like you had known each other for your whole life.
Emily, I hope you write a book about this. Definitely get your own podcast about this, because so many people need to hear this. Really, truly, this is the story. This is a wonderful story. I know you're coming up to celebrating your anniversary, which we talked about before we came on the show today, which is coming up, your 4-year anniversary. And that is on September the 22nd. And that's really beautiful. But you're giving people hope and inspiration that love is there. And you really need to maybe even develop a course where, you know, people can go through the rituals that you went through. First of all, the ritual of being by yourself.
Yes. Essential. That one,
it's huge. You know, it's such a big piece. So I want to give people the social media handles so they can look you up and where they can find you.
So the best place to find me is Instagram, and I'm at Emily Taradash Coaching. I also have a Facebook page, which is Emily Taradash Coaching. And then I'm on LinkedIn as well. I have a few other sort of forthcoming places where I will be, but we'll save that for another time.
Yeah, definitely want to have you also on the show again. So we'll be in touch with that. Emily Teredash, thank you so much for reminding us that love is out there and love is all around us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cornelia.
We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this beautiful now moment. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. I have something really exciting to tell you about. In this time on planet Earth, with the very challenging times that we're all facing, all of us, I don't know about you, but I just can't get enough inspiration. And so I get inspired by people. I get inspired by people that do amazing things, that are here to help each other, uplift each other, and inspire each other to do better, to get stronger, to get healthier, to get lighter, to move beyond obstacles. And so what I did is I gathered the world's best leading coaches, influencers, practitioners, facilitators, healers, in their field of expertise, and I brought them to the KS Media Group, and we created an experience for you that is called the Beloved 7-Day Experience, 7 days a week of inspiration. And you know what the best part is? It's free, and the other part, it's only 10 minutes. It's only 10 minutes. So what do you have to do? What do I encourage you to do is to go to the App Store or your Play Store, get the KS Media Group app and download it on your phone, create your free account so you can have access to all the wonderful podcasts, articles, everything that's inside the app, which I invite you to explore. But for now, just download the app and take a look at the homepage and take a look at the schedule that is right there for your daily inspiration, 7 days a week, 10 minutes a day. And there are different facilitators that you can choose from every single day. So let's just take a look at Monday. What do we have on Monday? Monday, we have Peaceful You Daily with Julie DeLuca Collins. We have all time zones listed to make it really easy for you. We have a link that's listed. All you have to do is make sure that you're able to sign into Zoom and you got access. Then we have on Monday, we have Stuck to Unstoppable at 10 a.m. Pacific time with Peggy Bell. These sessions are 10-minute sessions. On Tuesday, we have The Confidence Zone with Susan Axelrod. On Tuesday, we have Focused Exercise with Dr. Karen Lubin that's helping us become stronger. On Tuesday, we have Tap into the Calmer Self with Nadine Searle. On Wednesday, we have Evolve Your Business, and so on and so on and so on. There are so many wonderful ways for you to up-level your life, to be inspired in 10 minutes a day. It really is all it takes to raise your vibration and make this day, make this moment, make these next 10 minutes the best of your life. I hope to see you there. Thanks, everybody, for joining, and we'll see you in the KS Media Group app. On to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. I have my next guest here with us, Meryl Hayden. Welcome, Meryl.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's wonderful that you're here. Let me introduce you to the audience and share what it is that you do. You're a transformational healer, coach, number one best-selling co-author. You are a spiritual beach-loving cat mom, helping women reclaim their self-worth, self-trust, and confidence so they feel safe to stand in their power and feel self-assured to courageously own who they are and boldly follow their intuition to create the relationships, business, life they want with no regrets. She loves facilitating clients through self-discovery, self-empowerment, deep healing, and transformation of their inner critic by building a healthier relationship with their past, their emotions, and their nervous system. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, what do you want to highlight today? What do you want to, you know, passionately share with people about what it is that you're doing, and what story of hope do you have that you want to inspire us with?
Well, I mean, I was someone who was brought up in what you would think was a normal family, but I had an incredible amount of sadness, loneliness, negative beliefs, judgment, and I just knew I didn't want it, and I didn't really know how to get rid of it. So I spent my life, you know, figuring that out. And that's what led me to becoming a healer and a coach. I mean, I definitely had a good career in corporate America first, and then I opened a nail salon, which was following a childhood passion of mine. But I still had this way that I was protecting myself. So I was angry and frustrated a lot, and you know, and it was all because of all of this judgment that I was carrying around. And there was also a way that I really didn't believe in myself that I could have the life that I have now. And it, you know, was really just me following the breadcrumbs of, you know, empowering myself. And eventually, so my 4-year anniversary of closing my salon was just the other day. And that started me on the road to, you know, coaching. And I found that EFT tapping, and I also do a spiritual non-tapping form of EFT called optimal EFT, and also practicing the laws of attraction. All of that together has helped me really catapult my like healing and progression in life faster than anything else did. I mean, I did all the, you know, some years of therapy and all the self-development books and some workshops, and I became a yoga teacher. I'm a 500-hour registered yoga teacher, a meditation facilitator, and all those things, you know, helped a little bit, but what I do now creates such incredible awareness within your body and healing to your nervous system that it shortens the time of traditional therapy by years. I mean, I just got a beautiful testimonial from one of my clients that just popped into my inbox yesterday, and it was, you know, I can't thank you enough. And we've only had 2 sessions, which is 1 month of working together. And she said, I really feel like I have leapfrogged from decades of therapy, you know, in just 2 sessions and, you know, yeah, working with you. So
yeah, I believe that. I think, you know, nowadays when we can bring our conscious awareness to wanting to heal what has held us back, that it doesn't have to take lifetimes of, you know, work like you said, right, the traditional therapy that really was, you know, it is fine to talk about where everything began, but not take ownership for our parts in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So congratulations for, you know, now being a full time in your business, because you just closed the nail salon and now you were probably doing both at the same time.
Well, I only did both for exactly 30 days because I fell and broke my arm and couldn't work. And it was just one of the many, many, many signs from the universe to move on. Because it was very hard for me to move on from the salon, because I didn't know for many years what else I could do. And I knew I didn't want to be a full-time yoga teacher or open up another brick and mortar. So, you know, it just finally led me in my last year of 2017 of owning the salon. I was teaching workshops and I was tapping, and, you know, it was really starting that journey. And then I brought whoever wanted to follow me literally to my living room with my nail station. And exactly a month later, I fell and broke my arm. And I said, well, I guess I'm signing up with this coach that I wanted to do, because now I have all this free time. So I didn't really plan on, I didn't sell my salon. I didn't financially plan to do it. And at that time, I had no income except teaching a few yoga classes a week. So I literally was eligible for free medical insurance and food stamps from the state. And it was shocking, absolutely shocking to me, because I was very successful in my salon.
Yeah.
So I've rebuilt myself from that, you know, all the way to, you know, making consistent high four-figure months and you know, still growing. And it's amazing. It's totally rewarding. And
so you've turned your business, the business that you're really passionate about now, like your soul's business.
Soul's purpose. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you've turned that into a sustainable business, and you're able to sustain yourself and live off of your income in more freedom, in more passion. Because you said the words, I wasn't living the life that I have now.
No, I wasn't. I was, you know, living in the area kind of where I grew up, like within 30 minutes or so of kind of where I grew up. But I always loved the beach. And now I'm living at the beach. I can walk. It's like just a few minutes right down the street here, right to the beach. And I'm, you know, I'm living a much happier, much more abundant filled life with great friends. I mean, I knew a few people who lived down here, but I have great new friends. And I mean, my word for this year was fun, and I am absolutely having a lot of fun. I've already seen 6 concerts so far this summer, and I'm seeing 2 more this weekend. And it's really fabulous.
Well, I think, you know, at some point in the future, you can develop a course on having fun, because I think a lot of people could learn from that. People want to have fun. They want to have fun, but they don't make room for it. It doesn't, it's not a priority, because they think that if it's not hard and treacherous and all the things, that that fun is a distraction, when actually it's an appealing.
Well, I viewed not working, because I've always been working for myself for the last 35 years or so. So I would view not working as, well, then I can't make money. And then I never believed that I could be supported having fun. And then I also didn't believe that actually having fun fuels the creativity for my business. Because you know, my cup is full, so I can give to others.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just used to live in incredible fear and worry that I just didn't know I could really believe that much, that I would be supported, that what was right for me would be supported.
Yeah.
And I am. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta be very self-fulfilling too.
It is.
Very rewarding that you are on the right path, and that you're on your soul's path, your soul's business, right? Helping others. And it's, you know, when you're helping others to really relax into themselves, women, to really become, you know, who they are meant to be, relaxed and in charge of their own life, doing it, dancing to the beat of their own drum, right? That has a lot of meaning.
It does.
And we have to know what those values are.
Right.
Like, you know, like you said, you know, fun, the fun was probably a value of yours that was important to you, and you are being true to living that value out.
That is true.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's really great. Well, why don't we tell everyone how they can look you up on social media and and find out more about what you do, and just follow you there.
Yeah, thank you. Everything is under my name, Merrill Hayton. My website is merrillhayton.com. I would say Facebook is probably the best place. I have a personal page, business page. My business page is Transformational Life Coach, under my name. I have a Facebook group, a free group, Empowering Community for Women. I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, I'm all over Reels, I'm on LinkedIn. Everything is under my name.
That's easy. Well, when you're seeing this video next week, Merrill, is when we put it out, because we're going to take this video and send it out to 50 plus media outlets. Mm-hmm. But when you see it on Facebook next week, be sure to, again, write underneath your links.
Okay.
So people can just click on it. It just makes it really easier for people to click on, because sometimes people are listening to this when they're driving or when they forget the name or whatever. So that's very helpful. So what do you want to leave the audience with today? Like, what's the number one message that you want to leave us with today as we go into this holiday weekend? And what are you doing for this holiday weekend before we go into it? What are you doing?
Two concerts and sitting at the beach, on the beach.
Yeah. And where do you live?
I live in Ocean Grove, New Jersey.
Okay. Great. So is the weather still accommodating now?
Beautiful. It has been beautiful for the last 2 months.
Great. So what message do you want to leave us with?
I want to say that change is really possible, and I would say that learning to really be present with yourself, with your thoughts, your feelings, your physical sensations, and your emotions is what's going to help you to move forward faster, because that's what helps build self-trust and confidence in your body. And we need to know how our outside world is affecting us. And practicing the pause and really being present with what's going on with your body and your mind is a game changer. And I think that is a great tip to help people who are listening. And that change is absolutely possible, because I didn't believe that I would ever be living at the beach. So
that's awesome. That's really awesome. That's a wonderful vision to make real. For those of you that want to live on the beach, that change can happen and you can actually do it. But you have to be willing to move yourself into the right lane according to what you're saying, right? Right, Mira?
Yeah, well, the energy, frequency, or vibe, whatever word you use, that's here in your gut, needs to be matching what your thoughts are in your mind, right? So you can, you know, have all the thoughts you want of the dream life, but if the energy in your body is not in alignment with that, then it's most likely not going to happen. And that was me for many, many years. I had that vision here, but, you know, I didn't believe it here.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I'm so happy that you are doing the work that you're doing out in the world, helping women, you know, realize their dreams. And also you are living a fun and extraordinary life. And so that's a really good ripple effect. So anyway, we save all of that in, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. We'll see you again next week, and have a wonderful, fabulous Labor Day weekend. I hope that you do something relaxing for yourself. You know, many of us that have been on the front lines have been working so hard, tirelessly for years and years and years, and it's time to let yourself integrate all of these intense changes that we've all made, and allow your body to rest, to heal, and to recover as well. That is also part of our medicine. So with that, I will leave you today. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next time. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.